This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki ye scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi transaction ki cost nahi lagegi aur unko incentive diya jayega. Aur usme jo Reserve Bank of India ki jo standard definitions hai, wo sari ki sari applicable hogi.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilization Corporation Limited at Namroop in Assam. He said the estimated total project cost is 10,601 crore rupees with debt equity ratio of 70-30 through a joint venture. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane access-controlled Greenfield National Highway to connect JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The centre also gave nod to the revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. Mr. Vaishnav said the implementation of revised Rashtriya Gokul mission as central sector component of development program scheme is being done with an additional outlay of 1,000 crore rupees, that is total outlay of 3,400 crore rupees during the 15th finance commission cycle from 2021-22 to 2025-26. The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. The revised national program for dairy development, a central sector scheme, has been enhanced with an additional 1,000 crore rupees, bringing the total budget to 2,790 crore rupees for the period of the 15th Finance Commission cycle 2021-22 to 2025-26. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadhi outlets that are currently operational in the country. He said the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. The minister was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the health policy introduced in 2017 is a comprehensive framework encompassing palliative, curative, rehabilitative and preventive approaches, unlike previous health policies which focus solely on curative measures. The fresh round of talks between farmers from Punjab and delegations of central and state governments concluded on a positive note in Chandigarh today. Next meeting will be held on 4th of May. Addressing media after the talks, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reiterated that the farmers' interest is paramount for the government and it is continuing to make regular policy interventions to address issues for their welfare across the country. Mr. Chauhan was accompanied by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to Earth early this morning aboard billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. This SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with SpaceX's Crew 9 along with NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gurbanov. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have been taken to the Johnson Space Center at Houston in Texas in United States for a checkup by medical experts followed by a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the entire team of the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, who worked for the safe return of the Crew 9 mission to Earth. In Swiss Open badminton tournament, several Indian shuttlers, including Kidambi Srikanth, Isharani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay, have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of singles events at Basel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.